Pause to Prophecies, Chapter 1, Dog. Okay, I must remember. What just happened? I died. I was running towards a group of men who were holding guns. I surprised the group with something Senior Chief had made for them. That was the end of them. And me. Senior Chief! I remembered Senior Chief. He was my old handler. Military, I was in the military, I thought. Music. Senior Chief loves music. I sat there behind the darkness of my eyelids trying to recollect as much of my past as I could. The more you can remember, the better your chances are of making wiser decisions here, I remembered. I was trying to remember. Here I was again. I am God, ready to do this world we're all in some service. This creation, although perfect, was full of opinions and perspectives of how some think it's not as perfect as it should be. Things in this creation feel a little backwards right now, so you can call me Dog. I manifested myself here because, well, some of us need a little help getting through the journey that we all choose to take here, including me. Lately, I've been saving people that the world still needs, or I was getting rid of the ones it doesn't. Either way, it was never an easy task. I never did my deeds alone, though I remembered that. Some lifetimes, I knew what I was doing. I knew I had a set mission. Other lifetimes, I had no clue and I had to figure it all out. Something felt different than the last few times I was here. It was a common feeling I remembered having every time I arrived here in a new body with my same old spirit. Things can feel funny in a body. I didn't know yet, but my instincts were telling me. I think. Shoot. I forget. I hate overthinking. Wait, how do I know I overthink? Do I overthink? I don't know. I wondered as I was where I was. Anyways, what could I remember about Dog? Not much as I tried to dig deep into my consciousness. What is life if we all have the answers anyways, right? I thought out loud. Today I found myself with another set of pups. From the looks of my mom and all these pups around me, I was a Rottweiler. Where was my dad? I can always tell if I see my dad. I could hardly see, so I tried my nose to see what I could smell. It was too soon to tell. Usually my dad was around here somewhere when I showed up in a new life form, but this time, it appears I was on my own for now. It was me, my mom, plus 8 other pups that treated me like I didn't exist. Is this a dream or is this real? I thought for a second. I got a back paw to the face from another pup that threw my head back. Yeah. This is real. As the pups climbed all around me, pushing me out of the way, I realized quickly I was going to have to fight to get the food I needed from my mom, but I didn't feel like fighting. My belly felt weird for some reason when I tried to move around. I was pushed around every time Mama laid down to rest and give us food. I don't know how she got any rest with 9 of us bouncing all over her. The door opened to the small room we're all being held in and a large man appeared. His energy was dark. He counted us and said something about money when a little girl appeared from behind him. "Can I keep one, Daddy?" she asked him, looking up at him with her big brown eyes. "Go to your room," he shouted as he pushed her back and closed the door. Mama had jumped up when the door opened and the big man showed himself. I noticed her tail didn't wag when he appeared and she was a bit apprehensive when he left. I've been a dog a few hundred times now. I may be a puppy, but I remembered this behavior in humans. From how it felt when Big Man and the little girl came into the room, my mission had something to do with these two, I was guessing. Mama laid back down in the furthest corner looking toward the door the big man came out from. All of my siblings rushed for a nipple. The only one left was the one that didn't work. Instead of biting and clawing at it like the rest did, I just held my mama with my head and body and ate when someone else was finished. Days went by rather quickly in that closed-up room full of the family's dirty clothes. Next thing you know, we were all too big to be in the small room together. We were moved to a bigger room where the adults parked their cars and the little girl had all her toys she played with outside. It smelled like cars in that room, even though there was a big door that opened up to let all the hot, humid air from outside in. One car never moved. It was held up in the air by metal stands and it was always cooler under that broken-down car, I felt. People began to come by and look at us puppies. Big Man would instantly turn friendly when people were around. Another big man came over with his son and my dad on a leash. Mom went crazy when she saw him. You could tell she missed my dad. Dad went crazy when he saw her too and all of us. Dad was jumping and pulling on the leash, trying to get close to us. My dad was a big guy, even standing next to the big man and his little boy. My dad was huge. "Give me the firstborn," the owner of my dad said. The little boy was handed the biggest of us all. "What about that one?" the big guy asked, pointing at me. "He's got a hole in his belly. Something's wrong with that one," big man said. The little boy and the big guy left with my dad and a puppy. "Don't trust any man," my dad barked out at me, looking directly into my eyes while being pulled away by the big guy. I sat there in silence, watching my dad walk away, barking that he missed my mom and he would find a way for them to be together again. In the next days, more random people began showing up at the house looking for puppies. One at a time, they would look at all of us. They would try to pick some of us up if we allowed it. Some puppies bonded with the people that chose them right away, and other pups were just taken because they were liked. The strangers would give big man money and leave with one of my brothers or sisters before I could even get to know them. Life was happening quick for all of us. What was going to happen to me? The pups that were left continued to step on me and push me away when I tried to eat. Even though there were now more free nipples that worked, my siblings continued to push me away, mumbling words I could not understand. Mama would always keep one nipple of food for me. When the rest of the pups were asleep, she would let me in and I would get my fill of milk. Mama licked my head while I ate and tell me I was something special, that I was different than all her other pups. One morning, the little girl opened the door to our room to sneak in and pet us all. Her touch was soft like my mother's tongue, but I didn't feel the thing I usually feel when I found my mission bond. I was confused by this non-attachment I was feeling with the world around me. The little girl heard Big Man coming. She put the pups down and ran out of the room as fast as she could. I could see she was living in fear. This was not good, I noticed, especially for a lonely little girl. I never saw her with other kids. She didn't seem to have any friends, only her dolls and the stuffed animals she played with. One by one, the pups went away in exchange for money. Nobody picked me because of the hole in my belly. Destiny of staying with this little girl was happening, I thought. Eventually, the little girl did more than just pet my head. She picked me up for the first time. She always picked up the others, but never me. Especially the biggest of us all, but he went first with the little boy with the dark energy. Both the little girl and my mama were sad every time one of us left with a stranger. Big Man was in control and everyone knew it. He was always telling the little girl to go away when someone came into the room with us. Soon, all the pups were gone and it came down to just me. All my siblings were picked and the phone stopped ringing of potential people who found Big Man's advertisement of dogs for sale. Big Man lightened up a little with the help of his wife, nagging him to let the little girl get close to me because nobody was going to buy me with my hole. They would let the little girl and I play together with her dolls, but it didn't last long. The dolls had a smell to them so strange that I couldn't resist. I had to taste one, and when I did, I tore the head off accidentally and the little girl began to cry. I felt the power of Big Man when he got home that night. He was mad I was not sold yet. He was mad he didn't have enough money to fix his car. He was mad the little girl got close to me and wanted to keep me when he didn't. Not to mention, he was mad that I kept peeing in the house. Nobody took me outside to pee, so I peed when and where I had to. My peeing made Big Man angry, and after that, he beat me. And I was forever scared to pee in the house again, but it kept happening. I couldn't control my pee urges even if I tried. Everyone in that house lived on eggshells, including me. Was Big Man my mission? Was I here to be the best dog I could be for him? Did he need saving like some of the rest of the lives I've lived? I could see his flaws, but he was so comfortable in his savage ways I didn't know where to start. I felt he knew no other way than to be the way he was. There was a saying I remembered. You can't teach an old dog a new trick. Big Man was definitely an old dog. I tried not to pee in the house, but it would just come out at times when I didn't expect it. The little girl would try to hide it from me or even clean it up, but she was young and her attempts only made the situation worse. With the smell of my festering pee in the carpets and rugs, Big Man was bound to smell it sooner or later. "It smells like piss down here," Big Man said, kicking the toys of the little girl around the room. While kicking her toys, he found an old pile of my poo behind her dollhouse. The little girl called it the wood pile, but that was not wood. I mean, there might have been a couple of wood chips in that wood pile, but it was poo. Big Man shoved my face in it. Then he dragged me across the floor to where I had peed. The floor was still wet from pee and I had poo on my face, so when he smeared my face in the pee, he smeared poo all across the floor, making him even more angry. His grip was hard and tight around my neck, pinching my skin. I peed again while he held me down. I was shocked he was treating me like that. He had no idea. I might have been a dog, but I had a bigger spirit inside of me. His actions made me hate him, and I decided I would do whatever it was in my power to save this little girl from the outburst caused by himself. Even if I had to bite him, I would. While Big Man worked during the day, I studied the little girl's every move. I wanted to learn everything I could about her. So far, she hated her bare feet on the grass or getting them wet. She hated every vegetable except green beans and corn, and at 6 years of age, she was addicted to sugar and allergic to almost everything around her. Her neighbor would come over. It was the bad energy kid who took the firstborn pup. He was a little shit of a boy holding the same dark energy as Big Man. I noticed the little boy would like to have his way with the little girl when they were alone. He treated her like she was always doing something wrong, so she was afraid to tell anybody what was happening to her. The little boy was sweet around her parents, but a devil behind closed doors. I would try to bite this kid every chance I got, but I always failed, for he was too quick for me, pushing me away. Big Man and his wife called me the little fucker, but I knew bad energy when I felt it, and these guys were bad. Big Man liked my attitude, but still treated me like shit and wanted to beat every mistake I made out of me. I knew I had to wait until I was bigger to bite Big Man, but nothing was going to hold me back from biting this little boy. Now with my siblings all gone, I get all of my mom's milk if she lets me, and there's plenty of water to drink between the toilet and the shower floor in the garage. I heard a strange cry and walked over to the bathroom. I caught the neighbor boy outside the door with the little girl inside. He had walked in on her accidentally, he said, but he didn't leave her alone when she asked him to leave. She asked him to stop, but he touched her again. Something took control of me and I ran into the bathroom. By the time I got there, it was too late and he had made her legs bleed. "Just put a Band-Aid on it," he told her, pulling up his shorts. I couldn't figure out how he made her bleed. The smell in the room was off. Something triggered me and I went for his leg. I went behind him and bit him in the back of his skinny leg. My puppy teeth tore his flesh wide open and I could instantly taste and smell his blood. The boy screamed. He tried to swing at me and I moved away just in time. "Band-Aid ain't gonna fix that one, kid," I told him as he ran home crying. Big Man beat me when he got home. His wife told him what I had done and he hit me in front of the little girl. The Big Man left and went down the street to check on the little boy. When he came back, he beat me again. "Put another ad in the paper. He's got to go. He bites people, yet he's the biggest pussy. Pissing on himself, scared all the time," Big Man yelled out to his wife, making the little girl cry. I wanted to bite Big Man, but he was big. I could smell my dad on him when he returned to beat me the second time. The neighborhood bully lived with my dad. How do I get this little girl out of this situation, I thought. 3 days passed. I peed again in the house that morning. I got beat when a strange truck pulled into our driveway. I wasn't tall enough to see outside the window, but whoever it was made my mom go nuts. She wanted to burst through the fence and fuck shit up. This alerted my dad, who was over at his house barking up a storm. It all had me asking, what was going on over here? My parents never barked like this. 2 truck doors shut outside, I could hear some muttered voices between my mom's inhales before she went back to her insane barking. The little girl came and grabbed me. "I love you, Feisty," she said, holding me tight. Not as tight as Big Man would when he was mad, but the same kind of uncomfortable tightness. The little girl's hugs were almost too much for me at times. Big Man suddenly burst into the room and grabbed me away from her, sending her into tears. "Come on, you little fuck, you cost me a whole paycheck with that bite. You're out of here." "Daddy, no," she yelled back, looking into my eyes before he turned me away from her, squeezing me in his arms. This made me pee. "Ah, you little shit," Big Man said, squeezing me tighter before he brought me outside. He brought me to the front door. I never go out the front door. I could see my mom behind the fence off to the side of the house. She was angry, yelling not to take her boy, not to take her last child. I got nervous and I started to pee again as Big Man walked me out to the strangers. I peed on his arm and his legs with the long strides he takes. "Ah, little fucker," he laughed, his fake people laughed. "He's a bit nervous, this one," Big Man said. "Yeah, around you, asshole," I said, but nobody was listening, not even Mom. "Hey, little guy," this random guy with tattoos said to me. I lifted my leg and peed some more as big man put me down on the ground. "Please don't beat me," my eyes said, but all he saw was me peeing on myself. I was embarrassed as I laid there on the ground, not sure if I should stand up. I was hoping my mom would jump the fence and help me figure this out, but she was helpless and weak after her puppies and big man cutting back on her food to feed us. We have to see if our pit likes him. She can be a bit of a bitch dog around Rottweilers. "She's not going to jump the fence, is she?" the guy asked big man, pointing towards my mom. "Nah, she's fine," he replied. "Daddy," the little girl said as she opened the front door, trying to hold back her tears. I looked at my sad little friend. I looked at this random guy and his girlfriend outside who were now holding the leash of a muscle-faced monster of a dog they took out of the back of the truck. My mom went nuts behind her fence when this pit bull showed up. "I'm here on business, ma'am. Don't mind us," the muscled-out pit bull shouted out. I looked this monster in her eye as she sniffed the ground, pulling herself towards me. Her eyes were different. She was coming right towards me. Time slowed down as she got closer and closer. The sound of my dad's barking in the distance and my mom's yelling behind me faded away. All I could hear was this monster's nose sniffing the ground. "There you are," she said, sniffing me. "Remember me?" I peed again. "What the heck, kid?" she said, pulling back. "I hate Rottweilers, and right now you made a very bad first impression. If you could understand me, he's not the one. But I approve. We'll have to toughen him up, though. A lot," she told the couple who calls themselves Babe. "I'm tough. I bit a kid in the leg," I told her. "You're tough for responding to me with accountability, but not for biting someone. Anyone can do that." "I did it to save that little girl." "Well, we're here to save you," she told me. "But I have to save this little girl here." "It sounds like you did that already by biting someone in the leg, as you said you did."
"Aw, sweet," the tattoo guide said. "Ruka's sitting with him versus trying to rip him apart."
"You were going to rip me apart?" I asked the monster as I peed a little more, watching the babe guy walk towards me.
"I bite things too," she told me. "My name's Ruka," the pit bull said to me. "Welcome to the family, kid."
"Don't worry, little guy. You're going to be okay," the babe guy said, picking me up.
This couple handed Big Man a few 20s and then put me in the front seat of their pickup truck while tying Ruka up in the back. "Here we go, little guy," the babe guy said, starting the truck up, and we drove away as I sat on the lady's lap. "Who are these people that call themselves Babe, and where are they taking me?" I wanted to fight back, but I cowered down and kept my head low. The man driving had an energy about him I was unsure of, so I didn't make eye contact. The woman held me soft, but I was unsure of her as well. I thought to myself, should I bite my way out of this?